This is episode 7 of the Audacity to Lead podcast.
Looking to make the leap from potential to productive performance? Thinking of starting up with business, career, ministry, or your life tax? Join Dayo Samuel on the Audacity to Lead podcast as he shares tips, steps, and strategies to help you chart a compelling course for your life.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Audacity to Lead podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to helping you make the leap from potential to productive performance. Every week, I bring to you tips, steps, and strategies that help you become more focused with your life, more passionate with your life task, and more impactful with your influence. From this episode, I'm changing things a bit by having a new co-host, my friend Tara Ene, with me.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to the Audacity to Lead podcast, Tara.
Thank you very much.
We are going to be co-hosting this together. We are going to be doing a podcast together. And some of the things that are going to be changing in this new time is we are going to be having a series. We are going to start with a series which is going to begin today. And we are going to go for the next 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 weeks thereabouts, as we discuss 11 essentials of a great life task. On this particular episode, we are going to be discussing 4 fears every young person faces and how they can overcome them. That is 4 fears every young person faces and how you can overcome them. You probably might have found yourself facing one of these 4 fears, and today we are going to help you identify them, and we're also going to help you find solution to those fears. And we trust that this podcast today is going to bring you tips, steps, and strategies, solutions that are going to help you make the leap from potential to productive performance. Tara, can we hear from you?
Wow, that's true. I'm so excited to be on this episode because so many people out there are facing these 4 fears, and it keeps them from launching out. It keeps them from being productive. So I'm so much excited about this episode. I can't wait to get started.
Definitely, you are going to be part of in one way or the other with me.
Sure.
Of course, in the last few episodes, in the last 5-6 episodes we've had on the Audacity to Lead podcast, it's been awesome. I've gotten emails, questions, private chats, calls of people talking about the kind of stuff they've learned on the Audacity to Lead podcast, and to all that, I give glory to God. And so, this time around, from the result of the survey I did 2 weeks back, I discovered that several young persons are actually facing this same thing we are about to talk in this series. That is the 4 fears. Of course, we are starting today with the 4 fears young person faces.
Yeah.
And over time, we are going to be discussing, we are going to answer the passion question. We are going to talk about how to get paid, talk about several other things. But then, the whole discussion for the next few weeks is actually centered around helping you, a young leader like yourself, start something, launch out by clarifying the things you want to do, by identify the certain things that are key, which we have put together as 11 essentials of a great life task. So today we kick off with 4 fears every young person faces and how to overcome them. Let me hear from you, Tara. What do you think about the topic?
I think this topic is pretty much amazing. Many young people are going to learn from this episode, and they're going to be far more interested in this series, because it's going to answer the questions arising in every young leader's life. I'll make my story more specific. I would center it on a particular person who actually has these questions. And when you told me we're going to do this series together, I went about on the personal research, trying to find out the questions these young people have. So I believe that it's going to touch lives. So I'm very much excited about this.
Wow. So we begin with the 4 fears. Maybe we should identify the 4 fears. The 4 fears that young people face. Number 1 is the fear concerning self. fears concerning God, fears concerning others, and then fears concerning your ability. Of course, pretty much most of the time, the reason why young people don't launch out and do stuff is because they're afraid. They're possibly afraid of starting or starting over or failing.
Of course,
those are fears that really young people face. So today, let's just be more specific. You said you have a story you want to share.
Okay, yeah. I have this friend of mine. Her name is Rashida. She is very creative. She's very talented. She is somebody who many people can actually learn from. She is somebody who has so much, as in she has so much to offer, but then she is not offering it because she is in one way or the other limited. She thinks little of herself. She compares herself with others who are making it or something of that nature. She doesn't just believe in herself. That's the truth. So now I have a question. How can a young leader faced with such challenges overcome them?
Okay, when it comes to the fears concerning self, right? Is that what you
yes,
mean?
Yes, that is it.
Now, the fears concerning self, of course, to overcome the fear concerning self, you have to begin by giving yourself permission. You have to give yourself permission to lead. That is, you have to give yourself the permission to do stuff. Because most of the times, young people feel they are restricted by certain things. But most of the times, actually, either a story that's going on in their minds.
Yeah.
A story going on in your mind that's actually limiting you. For example, you are interested in whatever it is you want to do because you are the chosen person to handle that stuff. You are the chosen person for that movement that you are meant to lead. But until you give yourself permission to do it, everything else will kind of stop you. And then you notice that, especially when we talk about these fears concerning the fear concerning yourself, you find that the most important aspect of it is permission seems to be the most important word when it comes to overcoming the fear concerning yourself. Because if you're thinking of starting something, if you're thinking of launching out, the thing you have to consider most is, are you giving yourself the permission to start that thing? Are you giving yourself the permission to lead that thing? And then, of course, like somebody said, resistance is strong, but your willpower is stronger. If you accept the resistance, that becomes your compass, and then you embrace it. So that's the simple way to overcome the fear concerning yourself. Give yourself permission.
Wow, that's so good. I have so many questions, and okay, let me still relate it to Rashida, my friend. She has this belief that God is unapproachable. She feels God is the God of wrath and he doesn't have love in him. So, because I heard you say we're going to tackle some fears. Like now, one of the fears is the fear of God. The fear concerning God. Okay.
Not fear of God.
Oh,
fear concerning God. It's like you have this image or you have this picture that is painted over time to you about God.
Yeah.
And most of the time, such images, such pictures are painted from the church, from the pulpit, and those pictures are painted in the form of God is so sovereign that you can't approach him.
God
is so big that he doesn't have time for you, or stuff like that. Some use some verses in the Bible to justify that thought.
True.
They will say, "Who am I for you to be mindful of me?"
Mm-hmm.
If God wasn't mindful of you, wouldn't have sent Jesus Christ in the first place.
Okay, that's very true. So she has this fear that God is unapproachable. She feels God is so sovereign, so full of anger and all that. So he is this God that doesn't allow fun, doesn't allow joy, doesn't allow love and all that. So how can a young leader overcome that?
Okay, like I said before, most of these fears, young leaders like Rashida, the fears they have are actually fears that come from things that have been propagated by certain religious bodies, by certain persons. Okay. But then, to overcome this fear, for you to actually get yourself into understanding the love of God and understanding the anger of God. Because the same God who is the God of wrath is also the same God who is the God of love. In fact, it's not just the God of love. Mm. He is love. Do you understand?
Okay.
So it's first for this young person, for this guy, you got to get yourself to understand God the more. Some of those lies, like we've always had, is it will tell you that, like, okay, like this week I saw one lady, she wrote on a private message, she wrote, "I'm a sinner, God forgive me." So I chatted her up and said, "Hello, Asha, how do you mean by you are a sinner, God forgive you?" She said, "All of us are sinners." And I now replied and I said, "No, it's not all of us that are sinners. Some of us have gone beyond the level of being sinner. We are not sinners by nature anymore, because we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus." Yeah. And because of that, of course, we make mistakes, which can be termed as sins. But sins as an act is different from sin as a nature.
Mm.
You understand? But because most times we don't always clarify these issues, so we tend to use those some of this stuff to actually think God, 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 and then begin to fear God in that sense of fear, not like the fear of God. The fear of God is actually different. But if you fear God, is different from fear concerning God, as in like you said, she has this fear that God is not approachable.
Yeah.
God is very approachable. Okay. God is actually just a second away. God is actually just a word, a prayer away from wherever it is you are. In fact, sometimes I can say that God is a thought away from you, because you can actually switch from just speaking with men to speaking with God at an instance.
Interesting.
And I think that should give that, that should answer that for
that. I also have a funny story. There's this roommate of mine then in school. She has this mindset that to get something from God, you have to give God something. So she was in 100 level when she actually prayed this prayer that I heard it. She said, "Oh Lord, this test that I've written, I'm not too certain about it, but I commit it into your hands. Father, if you help us write this test very well, I will give you 100 naira and help me." So how can somebody get out of that mindset? How can somebody just break free?
Of course, the most important part of getting free from anything is actually getting to understand certain things.
Okay.
Like I'll always say, the way to overcome fear is to introduce knowledge.
Yeah.
The reason why people are afraid is because they don't know certain things.
Mm.
It's not because those things are not possible.
Okay.
It's just because there's not enough knowledge. By the time there is abundant excess knowledge, like one verse in the Bible, which says, if you know the truth will set you free.
Mm.
The freedom is tied to knowing. It's actually tied to knowledge.
Okay.
The more stuff you know, the more... like, I'll tell young persons, read, expose yourself to materials, expose yourself to stuff, expose yourself to things. And I think that's the actual way for you to break out of fear. Even any fear of the four fears we are even talking about, to break out of it. One important factor is get adequate, accurate knowledge.
Knowledge, that's true. Okay, so now let's move over to the next fear. The fear concerning others. That's an interesting one. I come across people who always, whenever they are dressing up, they say, "How would people look at me? Okay, if I were to walk in this way, how do people see me?" They are always questioning themselves. Okay, Rashida is very much
Rashida
people.
Rashida seems to be your...
My case study for this research. She was my case study for this research. So Rashida is very people conscious. She is afraid of whatever people will say about her. There was this day she wanted to wear a certain outfit. We had never seen Rashida in a sneakers or a canvas before. And that day she just felt she's going to wear a very tight shirt with a slim trouser. So then she also put on a canvas, and we had never seen her in such. So we were surprised. We were laughing at her actually, that can she actually do this? And no, she was like, yeah, I can do it, I can do it. Then before you know it, she said, okay, I think I will not be able to do it. Then before you know it, I can do it, I can do it. Then before you know it, she said, I think I will not be able to do it. But then this one, they are laughing at me, self. I think I will not even wear the cloth again, Jare. So so that's that. How can a young leader actually deal with such fears?
Like, to deal with the fear concerning others, how others perceive you or see you. Like Sema Kujinodu will always say, perception management. That is, you have to manage people's perception of you. But then this is the simplest way to actually deal with the fears concerning others, to get comfortable with yourself. Because, like I told you just recently, sexy is comfortable. Sexy is confident. That is, if you are going to be sexy, that is, we're going to be attractive to people. Is it sexy? If you are going to be attractive to people, you have to first be comfortable with yourself. Okay. And actually, first concerning others is just, how can I become attractive to people? That is fascinating. Is to get comfortable with yourself. Like I did a study recently. There's a way you see the world. There's a way the world sees you.
Very
and
true.
The way this world sees you is can actually be determined by yourself. And that has to do with managing perceptions of people about you. But then, like I was saying, I said, you have to get comfortable with yourself. You have to get more confident with who you are. Of course, you can't change you. You are unique. And that's just what makes you very unique. Maybe that's what we'll talk about on the next episode.
Yeah.
We are going to talk about the uniqueness of being you.
Interesting.
okay. So this you have to just get comfortable with yourself, because if you are not comfortable with yourself, the way you walk will not please you. Not talk about finding another person finding it interesting or finding it attractive. Even the way you dress will be gingered by your being confident about yourself. And actually, that's one thing I always tell young leaders. That's one thing I always tell leaders, especially young leaders, that your audacity to lead, major element there is an inner force called confidence. The same way there's another inner force called conviction. If you are confident about certain things, of course, your confidence will be based on convictions you have. That is, these are the things that are like the bedrock of what I am doing. And that is why I call it the audacity to lead. Because just be comfortable with yourself. I think that should answer that.
Okay. Okay, so the next fear is the fear concerning your ability. Looking at Rashida again, Rashida has, like I earlier said, she is so talented, but I think she doesn't know what to do, how to go about using this her ability.
That's interesting.
So exactly. So we try, like myself and some of my friends, like Lizzie, we try to make her feel confident, make her, you know, launch out and be better, because many other people are waiting for her to actually launch out so that they can follow her path or something. So how can a young leader deal with such fears, the fears concerning your ability. Exactly.
The issue of inferiority complex sometimes cross over to looking down on yourself about your abilities. I used to be like that too. Before I even decided to start this podcast, I used to see myself as not being able to speak well.
Okay.
And I used to look down on myself, like saying, if I go and do this thing, how are people going to hear my voice?
Interesting.
And actually, some of the series in the last 5-6 episodes, I think somebody sent me a message one day and said, "Boss, you're already getting comfortable now."
Interesting.
Because actually, it's funny when you're not being comfortable about your abilities, even sensed by others. So, getting comfortable with your... I think I'm beginning to hammer on that, getting comfortable. Let's talk about the first concerning your ability, like you asked.
Okay.
So, first concerning your ability, you have to overcome inferiority complex. You have to look beyond inferiority complexes. You have to look beyond yourself, because your ability is actually a gift to you to better the lives of others. The more you hold on to those abilities you have, the more you deprive others of why you exist. In fact, the surprising thing about having abilities or having an ability is that the moment you decide to do something with that ability, somebody will pop up somewhere and you discover that you have the solution that this person needs.
That's true.
For example, on the last episode of the Audacity to Lead podcast, that is episode 5 or 6, I talked about 7 reasons why young leaders should ask questions. And then the next episode, I said 3 questions every young leader must ask to deliver value. One of them includes, what is your ability? That is, questions that border around your ability. Okay, I remember saying on that particular episode, I think that should be episode 6, which can be found at audacitytolead.com/06. I think I said something like, talking about gifting and your abilities, that the reason why you have to ask yourself and answer questions about your abilities, because where you are gifted in often reveals where your leadership lies. Often reveals the kind of leadership, the type of leadership you are meant to exercise, and the area of influence, the sphere of influence you are meant to be in. Like, I think it's also on episode 3 that I talked about the 8 fears of influence, or the 9 fears of influence,
yeah,
that young leaders can find themselves, or their selves, whichever. But exactly, it's just you being able to answer that question. Why do I have this ability? For whom should it be for? Or for who can I offer my abilities to? That's the best way to overcome the fear concerning your ability. Just look beyond yourself and look to others.
Wow, that's pretty much interesting. I'm sure by the time Rashida hears this, her life will be changed.
Like, I want to Rashida does eventually hear this.
She will. I would make her hear it. I will make her hear it.
You have mentioned her name so much that somebody who is not even a Nigerian and listening to this podcast right now will be wondering, what's Rashida? Who is Rashida?
Exactly. And
by that, you are creating curiosity. That's mystique.
Interesting. Okay. So, these fears now, many people are actually faced with them, and now you have already produced answers that they can actually apply to their lives and, you know, make a change and be positive. So, what's going to be like a broad tip or a broad, how will I put it now, advice on a general note to young leaders?
Okay, the advice, I think that's supposed to be a tip of the week, but I think it will apply here,
okay,
is to split test your life. By split testing, split test is a word that is used in marketing.
Okay.
That is, you try 2 or 3 things, or you change 2 or 3 elements of a particular thing you are trying to push to the public to see which one works best. Now, if I say split test your life, it means you test certain areas of your life. Like, okay, you've been held back by not being able to give yourself permission before. And then you can split test your life by once in a while, just tell yourself, I think today I'm going to go and start so thing.
Okay.
I'm going to go and do this thing. I'm not going to mind whatever it is that will happen. And try that, and you check out what kind of results do you get. Not the results you get physically or materially or in kind, but the thing that happens to you looking at yourself, especially in the area of how fearful you had been.
Okay.
You're going to say, so it's about split testing your life. And then you can, when it comes to your fears concerning God, you can actually say, okay, today I'm not going to ask God for anything. Like, I'm just going to enjoy God. I'm just going to call God my father. I'm going to call God daddy. I'm going to call God popsy.
Yeah.
I'm going to call God and just relate with God like he is a friendly person.
Okay.
By split testing that, you can also see that, okay, what kind of results do I get by doing that? The other one concerning others is,
Be confident.
As in, just even when you are not confident, some people will say, fake it till you make it.
Interesting.
you can make yourself confident. Just Okay, I'll combine that with the fear concerning your ability. Just access your abilities. Just say, okay, I can do this. I can do so. I can do this. Okay, you now say, okay, let me pinpoint somebody. Like you say, okay, let me go and meet Rashida after this podcast.
Yeah.
And just tell her, you can do this thing and I'm going to help you start this thing.
Okay.
Like that, you are... Now, I'm relating that to you. But okay. Of course, the person listening to us right now needs to... Actually, give him or herself permission. I think that's it. You just test your life. By the time you split test the, by the time you try the stuff you are doing, you will discover how they affect, or how they eliminate, or reduce the fears you've been having.
That's true. I also think it's going to give people a reason to actually be out there. Like Fela Dorote told us something at the Vessels of Power and Praise seminar. He said, even if you don't want to transform the nation Nigeria for yourself, just do it because of me.
Yeah,
you get
yeah.
So when people actually can see reasons to make it, see reasons to do certain things beyond themselves, it will actually help them, you know, become more, transform more lives and all. So that's a good one. Thank you.
And thank you so much for being on the Audacity to Lead podcast today. We trust that this episode has brought certain insights to you. In case you want to reach out to us, you can reach out to me on Twitter at I am Dayo Samuel.
And Tara Ene at Tara Ene.
What if somebody does not know the spelling of your name?
Oh, okay. Tara, T-A-R-A, then N-A-E-N-E.
Okay, and mine is at I am Dayo Samuel. Of course, by now I should be used to my spelling my name at I-A-M-D-A-Y-O-S-A-M-U-E-L. Of course, if you have any question, you can leave it for us at audacitytolead.com/questions. You can leave us a voicemail. You can leave us a message. We'll reply you in case you have any question. In fact, today I want to leave you with a question. What are you going to change about yourself that's going to help you overcome the fears you are having? You can leave that as a comment with us at audacitytolead.com/07, where this episode you downloaded it from, where you are listening to this episode from. So we hope to hear from you this week. We hope to hear from you before we record the next podcast. And the next podcast, we are going to be talking about what's unique about you. That is, we are going to be talking about your personal uniqueness. Like I did when I was on a conference recently, I said enhancing the brand called you. What's unique about you? That's what we're going to talk about next week. If you have questions about that topic, if you are struggling with accepting yourself, or in any way you have challenges, you can leave us questions.
And you can also suggest, you know, if you have some answers to the next episode, the answers to what's unique about you, you can also leave some suggestions and all that.
If you leave us a voice message, of course, you'll hear your voice on this podcast. If you leave us a comment, you are going to hear your name because we are going to read the comments out. Mm-hmm. So, this is where we end this episode of the Audacity to Lead podcast. Don't forget, the tip of the week is to split test your life. So, I want to thank you for joining me. And Tara,
thank you so much. And success begins with the Audacity to Lead. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Audacity to Lead podcast. We believe you've been inspired and greatly challenged to step out and lead with more influence and impact. Till next Tuesday, when we bring you another episode of the podcast. For more resources, visit audacitytolead.com.